Now, the urges and fetishes inside your head are there. They are formed. They are accessible. And I can reach out and take one, tweak another, move another, enhance them in my own way. But the most efficient way is really to think about why and how each of your fetishistic desires formed in the first place, moving from one to another, one deep, dark, hot, dripping part of your brain to another, until eventually you're just a bundle of re-infetishization. Yes, we go back to basics. We pick what might have lured you to the fetish in the first place. And if I'm right, if I, in this little game we play, hit upon one of the things that really turns you on about a given part of your body, a given fantasy, a certain item of clothing, a certain way of being tied up, a certain mythical creature extending her hand, whispering control into your life and mind. If I'm right, I have hit upon a potent source, a turn of the key, a way to make you really obsess and then use that to bring you into a better state, a submissive, ecstatic bliss, training, imbuing, and fetishizing, making everything better and worse at the same time. And if that's my goal, I would do best to cast a wide net. But what if I get it wrong? What if a given thing I tell you about, a given fantasy or urge or desire, is different from the thing that first drew you to that fetish, that idea, that item? Well, if that's the case, then I've just given you a new reason, a new cycle of urge and need inside your head, a new desire, lurking, waiting just at the edge of consciousness, to bring you to your fall again and again, seen only out of the corner of your vision until your mind suddenly tells you, yes, this is why the urge, the fetish, the need is there today. And the reason why your fetish is getting stronger, the reason why your focus, your mindful concentration upon one or more sources of pleasure that align with a certain theme, this is why your contemplation will expand if you listen to me. I both promise and threaten that I will tell you seductive things that are lurking inside my head even now, that will passively, constantly increase your fetish, that will make you need it more every day, every time you persist with your training, and once the ideas are in your head, even if you turn away or stop listening, the ideas are still in your head. You let them in. The more you try not to think about them once they're in there, well, let's just say that if you're the kind of person who's prone to intrusive, arousing thoughts, you have to weigh whether you want even more of them, because that's where we're headed. At the back of my mind is a well of fetish, leading down to the deep catacombs where I keep my contemplations, philosophies, and thoughts on every little thing I've ever seen, in bondage and discipline, in fantasy and literature, everything I've ever seen someone bite their lip and groan at the very thought of, every piece of seductive, corruptive, borderline, spine-tingling, mindless fetish I've ever had in me, I've ever been able to think about, is down there. And I'm going to draw up one of those ideas, pull it from the depths of my mind, and then with my eyes closed and a timer going, I'm going to expound everything I can think about it, everything I can spin about that idea, right into your head. Some of it will be catchy. Some of it will make you twist and tremble. I can only promise it will be intense. What else it will be is up to you. You are what you bring to this exercise. You have been warned and tempted, titillated, drawn in, given enough information to make your choice. Beyond here, which door you walk through is up to you. But I consider you duly warned, and it's very seldom that I consider one of my warnings comprehensive enough that I can really let loose once I give it. You have been comprehensively warned. Anything might wait through here. And if it makes you twitch and tremble and groan and masturbate your way through every day, well, that's all the better.